This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is, as there has been quite a bit of late, big mergers and acquisitions news to share today. The pharmaceutical companies Shire and Baxalta plan to hook up in a deal valued somewhere north of $30 billion. The combined enterprise expects 65% of all of its revenues will come from rare disease treatments. It would be a giant in that field. Or, to put it another way, it would be a big player in providing drugs to a small number of people. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more on that.
Biotechnology analyst Karen Anderson at Morningstar says it used to be the case that big pharmaceutical companies steered clear of rare disease drugs. There weren't enough patients to make them profitable.
That's changed as, you know, the market's been willing to bear extremely high prices.
Baxalta is heavily focused on rare diseases like hemophilia. The Irish drug maker Shire is known for drugs to treat attention deficit disorder. But Anderson says it's been building up its rare disease business. The combined company is expected to reap some big benefits. Yale economist Fiona Scott-Morton says one of them could be streamlining operations on the regulatory front.
You know, filling out all the documents needed to get approval from the FDA, understanding how that regulatory process works, running clinical trials in an efficient fashion.
But will cost savings trickle down to patients? Pharmaceutical companies are raising the prices of already expensive drugs. Steve Schondelmeyer is a University of Minnesota economist who focuses on the pharma industry. And he says a rare disease drug can save patients' lives, but high prices can put them in a bind.
If the price goes up and you're a hemophiliac patient on a drug that saves your life every day you use it, are you going to stop taking it because the price went up?
The head of the National Organization for Rare Disorders, Peter Saltonstall, says there are currently about 7,000 rare diseases and fewer than 500 therapies to treat them. He hopes the Shire-Baxalta combination could help change that picture.
We're hoping that we'll see more drugs coming to market.
The Shire-Baxalta deal requires shareholder and regulatory approval. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.